This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Well, summer is truly here now, and Christmas is just around the corner. So this week, let's focus in on the theme of Christmas. I want to start with Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7 in the Bible. It says, "But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, 'Abba, Father.' Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God." It's a beautiful passage, isn't it, that talks about the change that comes into our lives when we come into the family of God. Rich Miller said, "When Christ entered our world, he didn't come to brighten our Decembers, but to transform our lives." Isn't that right? If you have never come into a living relationship with Jesus Christ, you need to know that becoming a true Christian, a born-again Christian, isn't just a matter of becoming a religious person or starting to go to church, things like that. The reality, the heart of becoming a real Christian, is that you become a part of the family of God. And the reason is because Jesus Christ has made it possible for God to adopt you into his family. He's taken away the things that prevented God from accepting us, the guilt of the things we've done wrong in our lives, the ways we've offended God. Jesus took the punishment for all those things when he died on the cross so that we could receive, as it says here, the adoption as sons. And then, once you're a son or a daughter of God, it says, because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son, that's Jesus, into our hearts, crying, "Abba, Father." Do you know that word, Abba, was the first sound a child would make when he was trying to say daddy in the Aramaic Hebrew language that they spoke in that part of the world. The Holy Spirit in our lives, because we are children of God, encourages us to speak to God with that intimate, totally dependent expression that a little child uses towards his daddy. "Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir. You are going to inherit through God all the promises and blessings that God has waiting for you. Because of what Jesus did for us, we've been adopted by God as his sons and daughters. Our older brother, Jesus, has shared with us his precious relationship with God the Father. And now the Holy Spirit in our hearts is reassuring us of this relationship with God. He's encouraging us to speak with love and trust and total openness to God our Father, just like a little child on his daddy's lap, talking happily to his daddy. Your loving Father, God, is leaning in to listen to what you have to say to him today." I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.